You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Hey, listen, today's episode is brought to you by Hulu Plus. Hulu Plus gives you total control to watch anything, anytime, anywhere. Watch classic shows or all your current favorites. Act now and get a cool special deal just for TMOS listeners, an absolutely free extended trial of Hulu Plus. Just go to HuluPlus.com/TMOS. Remember, that's HuluPlus.com/TMOS. And now, the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeOMaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Greetings, citizens. We are happy to have you with us on the Mike O'Mara Show today. This is a strange day. I woke up this morning getting ready to come here into the studio and to do something funny and silly like we always do for our opening segment on the show. And then I thought that didn't sound quite right. And it didn't sound quite right because, as many of you know, and a lot of people might not know, believe it or not, at this time, that it's the anniversary of 9/11, where Rob and myself and everybody associated with the old Don and Mike Show, we were in the middle of Manhattan the day that the attacks occurred. And it occurred to me that when something is a decade, over a decade old,
12 years, right,
that there might be people that forgot it. So if you have a 13-year-old, a 14-year-old, and you know, who were infants and babies at that time, gather them around, because I'm going to give you what happened. And because you just don't hear it. You hear 9/11, you hear support the right families. But on Tuesday, September 11th, 2001, the worst terrorist attack in U.S. history occurred, as four large passenger jets were hijacked and crashed, killing nearly 3,000 people. The attack was carried out by four separate teams of terrorists from the Middle East, all operating from inside the U.S. Each team had boarded an early morning flight, posing as passengers, then forcibly commandeered the aircraft. Two fully fueled jumbo jets, American Airlines Flight 11, carrying 92 persons, and the United Airlines Flight 175, carrying 65 persons, had departed Boston for Los Angeles. They actually started some of those in Portland, Maine.
Mm-hmm.
We remember that. Both jets were diverted by the hijackers to New York City, where they were piloted by the terrorists themselves into the Twin Towers of the World Trade Center. The impact and subsequent fire caused both 110-story towers to collapse, killing 2,752 people, including hundreds of fire rescue workers and persons employed in the towers. United Airlines Flight 93, which had departed from Newark for San Francisco, and American Airlines Flight 77, which had departed from Dulles Airport for Los Angeles, were also hijacked. Flight 77, with 64 persons on board, was diverted to Washington, D.C., then piloted by the terrorists into the Pentagon building, killing everyone on board and 125 military personnel inside the building. Flight 93, with 44 persons on board, was also diverted toward Washington, but crashed into a field in Pennsylvania after passengers attempted to overpower the terrorists on board. Those are the facts. That's what happened. You hear a lot of talk about it, but I don't think you get a real replay of exactly
right
what happened. And now, just as our way of remembering those 3,000 people that perished on this date, September 11th, 2001, we'll give a brief moment of silence, and then we'll start the show.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world,
there's just one place to go for all your spatula needs.
Spatula City!
A giant warehouse of spatulas for every occasion. Thousands to choose from in every shape, size, and color. And because we eliminate the middleman, we can sell all our spatulas factory direct to you. Where do you go when you want to buy name brand spatulas at a fraction of retail cost?
Spatula City!
Spatula City!
And this weekend only, take advantage of our special liquidation sale. Buy nine spatulas, get the 10th one for just one penny.
Don't forget, they make great Christmas presents.
And what better way to say I love you than with the gift of a spatula?
Spatula City!
Spatula City!
Hello, this is Cy Greenbloom, president of Spatula City. I like their spatula so much, I bought the company.
Spatula City, 7 locations. We're in the Yellow Pages under Spatulas.
My, where did you get that lovely spatula?
Spatula City, we sell spatulas. And that's all.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
Spatula City makes me laugh.
It's sort of a polarizing take, because there are people in the room that really enjoyed it.
You and I were on the floor.
Love it. Always have.
Live from Studio 1K in the Fiber Flex Broadcast Center, this is the Mike O'Mara Show. We are downloaded worldwide 18 million times and powered by Encore Insurance. We're at MikeO'MaraShow.com, 102.9 FM WTNT in Washington, D.C., and the mighty 1630 KCJJ in Iowa. Today's show is brought to you by FanDuel.com.
Yes.
The first week of the NFL season is in the books. How did your fantasy team do? Josh hasn't given me my final update. Does he ever come in anymore, our intern, Josh?
I think he's got a full course load, 12 credits. He's really, really, really
much education. Who cares? Anyway.
You think he's scarce now? Wait until there's a week when he doesn't win you money.
FanDuel.com is the place for one-week fantasy football leagues for real money. No season-long commitment, no upfront fees. Play each week or whenever you want to play. It's up to you. A new lineup each week based on the salary cap. FanDuel.com has huge prizes and instant payouts. And Josh Murphy, our intern, is my official general manager. And we've been working together on FanDuel to rake in those big bucks.
It certainly is a thing of beauty to see the young and the old coming together to defeat the man.
Yeah, and I'm relying on his knowledge, and he's got 1 week in the win column.
You're absolutely up.
So I'm going to keep him in his role as general manager. FanDuel is paying out more than $135 million this year.
Wow.
But you have to play to win. So sign up today. Go to FanDuel.com. Click the microphone in the upper right-hand corner and use my code TMOS to sign up today. New users, when you use my code TMOS, FanDuel will match your deposit dollar for dollar up to $200.
That's free money.
Free money. That's up to $200 free for new users. Don't forget to click the microphone in the upper right-hand corner and use my code TMOS when you sign up. FanDuel.com, where every week is a new season. That's FanDuel.com. Use the code TMOS and sign up today. We are joined in studio, in our brand new studio. I forgot that they hadn't seen the new digs by Bill and Debbie Harvey from Helping Haitian Angels.
Yeah.
And a couple of times a year they pop in to visit with us. The last time was when we got involved with the house, which our listeners were amazing about, and you all participated in this. And we know we have a lot of people in our listening audience that are very, very interested in the wonderful things that they're doing, the Harveys are doing, and everybody else is doing in their organization for the orphans down in Haiti. And they're here because this week locally is a big fundraiser. And now let me welcome the absolutely effervescent, talented, wonderful, beautiful Debbie Harvey, and of course, her husband Bill.
Thank you, Mike.
Yeah, Debbie, did you pick up on the fact that every person in the room when you came in all said, "Oh, is Bill coming too?"
We all did. Yeah.
Because you arrived
Bill
separately.
Yeah. And incidentally, and this is no offense to you, Danny.
None at all.
We've been friends for a very, very long time.
Yes.
My God, we even played golf last week.
Yes.
Which only happens when I show up when Bill's got another game. But it's okay. I can deal with that. I can understand.
Oh, hey, you here?
Yeah. Oh, hi. And it's like, hey, you need a fourth? Yeah, we only have three. Okay, Mike.
Does he remember your name?
Please.
Or is it like, oh, hi, it's you?
No, he was actually very nice to me.
It was
big fun.
And Mike played very well, I'll have you know.
I did play very well.
He played very well.
I was surprised. In fact, later on in the show, I'm so back into it. I've been saving up and actually went to the golf store to get some old man game improvement irons.
Okay.
For people that play golf, I've gone to...
Have you switched to the long putter yet?
No, I've actually moved away from the long putter.
Let's not go there.
I have a long putter.
I've
had a long putter since my mid-30s.
We're waiting for him to get the little sticky thing on the end that you get your ball out of
the
hole, so you don't have to bend
I used
over.
That for a while. It was too embarrassing.
Oh, my God.
I used that when I was down in Florida.
Of course you did.
Oh, yeah, sure. Okay, stop it.
Down in Florida where they call him Sonny.
Junior?
Junior. Here you go. Let me, before we get to the fundraiser, which is going to be this Saturday night at the Bull Run Winery. Is that the name of the place? Mm-hmm. The Bull Run Winery right here in the Centerville, right close to where we is.
Sure, right outside of the historic drugstore district.
Let's get a progress report on Helping Haitian Angels. If you're just learning about this for the first time, HHA, Helping Haitian Angels, is an organization founded by Bill and Debbie. They went down there. Bill started by going down to Haiti on a mission trip to go down and help out with another orphanage down there.
Medical clinic orphanage.
A medical clinic. You went again and again, and then Debbie went, and then suddenly this thing just exploded, and you guys have been working down there for how many years now have you been
this
down?
This is our fifth anniversary.
Fifth anniversary.
For HHA. Bill's probably been there about 10 years.
Yeah. About 10 years you've been going down to Haiti, and the fifth anniversary for HHA came out of the fact that you were working with another organization, and you came upon these kids that, as Debbie mentions in your promotional material, they were close to death. Mm-hmm. And if they didn't get the help they needed, they might not survive. And that's how you started the Kayange Orphanage. Is
that
right?
That's exactly right.
And so I got involved a couple of years ago when I think over the years here and there I'd done some auctions for you guys. But mm-hmm. then decided that it was funny. We had a big dinner together, and they said, "Well, when are you coming down to Haiti?" And I looked over at Carla, and Carla looked at me, and she said, "Let's do it." And we went down there, and it was a life changing experience for me. It was just one of the most amazing things. Mm-hmm. You realize how insignificant we all are with our traffic and with our Redskins and with everything we care about here. And the fact is, you go into an environment like that and get involved with the Haitian people and with these amazing children, and it really changes your life. And I was happy that our listeners were able to contribute last year to build a house, because you're expanding your empire down there in Haiti. You're building a massive complex, and I guess what's the status of where are you right now with it? What's going on?
Well, can I say something first? I just want to thank you again and your listeners mm-hmm. for all that they did for us in April, because that was absolutely phenomenal and unexpected, and it was just incredible that you were able to do that, all of the listeners. We actually have one of your listeners going with us this month.
Oh, there you go. There you go.
That's heartwarming.
Yep.
That's cool.
Don't say it on air, but tell us afterwards. I'm curious who you're mixed up with.
Rob knows all the listeners.
I know the ins and outs, yeah.
He knows all the ones.
You remember, really, Mike stepped up to the plate when he said, "I will call..." Yes. Each and every one of you.
That's after Debbie was sending handwritten notes.
I got one of those.
To everybody, yeah. Everybody that donated. I came in here, found out about that, and I said, regrettably so, I said that I would call every individual listener. And, and then it just kind of
We call those the days of sunshine.
I was in a really good mood when I came into the studio that night. No, it was a labor of love. I actually got a charge out of it.
You
it
had
was
to
so
change
much
your number.
Fun. And forgot to block them all.
Well, your listeners contributed almost $20,000.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah. It was really spectacular.
And it was so much fun. It was a great part of the year for us. And it's amazing, because the fact that we are such selfish individuals, it was amazing that we enjoyed giving.
Oh, I agree, because we didn't want to do it. We said there's no chance we can do this. Why would we want to get involved?
Why would we do something that does not personally benefit us?
Yeah, it still really hasn't been explained to me.
I know. Rob bitches about it all the time.
I called him late last night.
Continually.
Remember that house we built? Where is it?
Yeah, what up with that?
So we put a website together, a little stick figure, and one wall was like $3,000, the other wall. And then when we started, Debbie starts sending out thank you notes, and I start calling people, and kaboom, we cruised right past our goal and made more for that, and we're delighted to do that.
And I have to say that I think a lot of people, there's so many charities out there people can give to. It's just, like a charity in general, they're working for other people. So you do what you can, right?
Right.
But it's different when you're with such a kind of first class organization like Helping Haitian Angels. Because when I donated, clearly it's important to me that people get to see what really is happening around the world. And Haiti's never gotten a fair shake general with even natural disasters. So you're like, this is a place where I want to invest my money. But when we get to talk to you and meet people like you and get those personal notes, it just changes the entire dynamic.
You feel entirely connected. Right? Yeah, you feel connected to the charity. Nice.
Yeah. I mean, I'm getting involved with something, and I've done so much work for different organizations that, you know, they're all fine and dandy. They are. They're great organizations. But the fact is, to be able to go down there and see what you guys have done, and I know how hard you guys work about this. I mean, this is your life. This is your calling. And, you know, you've done this for so long. And now it's going from a house where all these wonderful, beautiful children are to a plot of land that you acquired a few years back and then went through the very non-complicated permitting process to get this done. There's a process in Haiti, isn't there?
Yeah. It changes every day, but there's a process.
Like the Sopranos down there. Yeah.
There's a process. So you've got the land.
Got the land.
You've broken ground.
Got the fence up.
And I think what people might want to know is, what are the plans for the ultimate finish line for this facility? What are you looking to have there?
Okay. Let me just back up a little bit as far as what you were saying with Haiti and the government and all that. Our organization is totally transparent. You know, I mean, nobody in the States takes a salary. We're 100% volunteer. Mm-hmm. So our expense ratio is about 6 or 7%. They say anything less than 10 is great.
That's extraordinary.
There are other organizations that are 15 or 20% of their giving goes towards expenses. I had lunch with a guy and he said, "Can you tell me something about your financials?" And I handed him our tax return. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, we're totally transparent. We want everybody to know what we're doing. As far as Haiti goes, we do have a couple down there that are American who run everything, Jeremy and Sarah Maurer. They're from California. They took their 4 kids and moved down there, and they handle all of our money down there. So we have an accountant here, a CPA here, a third-party auditing firm here, which all is required by 501c3 and the IRS. So as far as the money goes, you know your money's going where it's supposed to go
right place.
To the right place. Yeah. And other organizations, I don't know that they can say that 100%. And I don't have anything to do with the money, so we know that's a good thing.
That is a very good thing. This is a man that, you know, this is my insurance agent, for God's sake. Thank God he doesn't have control over the money.
So as far as where we are now, we have the house. We have 42 kids now.
Oh, that's great.
In the house with about a dozen staff, give or take. Our nut down there is about $10,000 a month to pay for all the food and school and clothing and all the folks that we have on staff, security guards. Our goal is we did acquire the 40 acres. We just put a fence around the entire 40 acres.
And the fence was one of the things you were really working at the last time we spoke, right? Mm-hmm. Did that go up without incident, or was that a process?
There was a process.
I understand.
So it's over 6,000 feet, 6,000 linear feet of fence. You figure 40 acres is a pretty big piece of property. Mm-hmm. And so that was a pretty big nut. It's 6,000 feet of 6-foot fence with 3 strands of barbed wire around the top, and then we put cement all the way around the bottom. So the low-lying areas, you know, kids couldn't get in, bad people couldn't get out. So now that we have that, the property secured, now we're ready to pull the trigger and start really moving dirt. Probably by the end of the year, we'll send a container down. We've done all of our research on how you get a container in Haiti, which is a whole other system.
When you say container, that's with a
construction. Like an 18-wheeler.
Okay, yeah. with construction stuff. Mm-hmm. And, correct. To get it. Because they're doing this from scratch, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, you're working with, and it's very important to point out, you're working with the Haitian people down there to build this. Because one of the first things I learned down there from the Harveys is that, you know, people think you go down there with your hammer and your tool belt and you're going to build stuff. Well, what you really want to build is self-esteem and, you know, the economy of Haiti and the people of Haiti and help these families out. Mm-hmm. And so putting them to work is part of the deal. You tell a story, Bill, about standing out there, one of your first trips down there, and there are 30 grown men, working age men, that are watching you dig a ditch out there. And you know, it became apparent, really, that they're, you know, what these people want more than anything else is they want to work.
They want a job.
Yeah, that's what they want. That's what they want the everything that comes with it, not just the money, but the self-esteem and everything else. So you'll be putting Haitians to work down there.
Part of the reasons, the Haitian government's real sticky on land. So when I tell folks down there we got a 40-acre piece of property, they're just shocked, because we had several Haitians for the last 3 or 4 years just tell us to quit. Like, you'll never get that land. I don't know what you keep trying for. It's never, they don't, their first constitution said that white people could not have land in Haiti in 1805. I mean, they were just so against the French and the whole revolution that they had. And still to this day, we had to form a Haitian corporation with Debbie and I and 3 Haitians to be able to do this. So it's a majority-owned Haitian corporation. Debbie and I have social security numbers down there. I mean, we had to do all that just to be eligible to get this property. And then part of the program was that we wanted to build a church and the orphanage. Mm-hmm. And then to get the land, we had to also build a medical clinic and a school and use all Haitian labor. So a lot of the NGOs, the non-government organizations that come in there, Red Cross, Catholic Charities, whatever they might be, they hire Dominicans to come across the border and work. Mm. And we don't want that. We want to employ the Haitians. We want to, the village around us called Zebu, we want to employ all of those people because all their kids are going to go to our church and our school, and the people are going to use our medical clinic. We're going to provide clean water to them as part of our relationship with them. So it's a real partnership with the local village and where we're going to build this big village that we're calling it.
All right, let me skip ahead right now to the reason you popped in today, because I mean this is for people that are going to hear this particular program, and it's coming up this Saturday night. And what time does it start?
7.
And what's the name of the event this year? Is
Raise the Roof.
Raise the Roof. And I want to get my special voice effect here. Here we go. Okay, ready?
Attention, winos. Attention, winos. Wine drinkers. Carla O'Mara and her mother, winos, wine drinkers everywhere.
What's it called again?
Raise the Roof.
Raise the Roof at the Bull Run Winery.
That's coming up this coming Saturday.
That's awesome.
And I am your charming auctioneer again. Mm. And we've got some very, very special treats planned at this auction. There's a neat idea that we're doing. You have to go to the event to know what we're talking about. But
oh, cool.
It's something.
And it was Mike's idea.
Yes, it was. Fantastic idea. Fantastic. And you dudes are invited, too.
Oh, thanks.
People can get there
at
what time? What's the earliest you want?
They can be there all day.
They open at like noon.
We're setting
up. I want to bid on all the items Mike's given for auction.
You know, Mike is joking, but you're sort of counting on that, aren't you? The people that arrive at noon.
But the actual, your part of the evening on Saturday start. What time do I have to be there? I'm actually asking these questions because, you know.
3 p.m.
3 p.m. Oh, boy.
Incidentally, the Lord works in mysterious ways, yes. And I will tell you that the weather forecast is amazing.
Oh, sensational.
The weather forecast is like amazing. It's like a picture perfect day to go out into the countryside and go out to a winery.
And this is a beautiful venue. It's Bull Run Winery. It's only about a year or two old. It's in Bull Run National Park, or it's right off Bull Run National Park.
Oh, nice.
right in Centerville, right off Lee Highway.
Beautiful.
So it's in Fairfax County. For those folks who want to come for Fairfax County, we've changed the venue just to have this because it is more spread out. It'll accommodate more people, and we're expecting, you know, our third annual wine event. We're expecting our biggest crowd ever.
Yeah, and if you want to get involved there, you can just show up the day of the mm-hmm. event too, right? Mm-hmm. Or you can go to the HHA website.
Right.
We'll again put a link up.
Sure.
for that event. And then I start the auction, and we're going to have some wonderful auction items, and it's going to be just a great evening for everybody that supports HHA. And this is, really, make no mistake about it, it's a full-time job for Bill and Debbie to raise money for this amazing organization. You heard what Bill said with $10,000 a month.
Their own time.
This is, I am here to announce something that, as far as HHA, we do a lot of work for a lot of different people. And I think that kind of spreads us a little thinly when it comes up. For 2014, HHA is going to be it. I'm not going to raise money for anybody else. I don't want to do that.
Oh.
I want to focus on that. If there is a motorcycle ride that's involved with that, I'm not sure yet. I don't want to know, what we have to lay that out as far as that. But that's what we're doing. I've done a lot of work for other organizations. This is one that I think, I know you guys require constant fundraising to make this thing happen.
We're still growing.
It's going. I have to ask you this. This is a personal question for both of you. When you're sitting there and you've got this 40-acre complex where you've got the school and you've got the church and you've got the clinic, you're basically building for these kids a little town.
Mm-hmm.
When that is done, when that is all over, do you guys think beyond that, or are you just going to say, that's it, we've done it, and you're going to either just support that, continue to support that, or do you have other thoughts? Do you guys ever talk about that?
You know, we do, Mike. And I personally get asked that question occasionally.
Yeah, it just popped into my mind.
When people go down with us, they stand on the hill that you stood on and look at that beautiful piece of property and just say, can you even believe this? When you see the buildings on it, what are you going to do when this is done?
It's such an unfair question.
It is.
Well, but it's so hard and taken so many steps to get there that I don't know about Bill, but I personally don't like to even think that far out. And I just keep saying, I just do what I'm told. just keep doing what we're told to do,
right?
And we'll just keep plugging away. So whatever, when that's finished, whatever seems to be like the next issue or the thing, or we build another village, we'll just keep moving.
Well,
we love Haiti.
That's awesome.
I would love to, you know, I don't know how long, it's very difficult, as we know down in Haiti, to actually forecast when things are going to be completed. I do know this. I would, more than anything else, I would love to be there when that moment that those kids run into that complex. I would love to be part of that. I'm sure everybody's going to want to be there. Probably have to book some extra charter flights plane. To get that charter plane down there.
Does the village have a radio station yet?
We're working on that.
I like that Oscar said yet, because that really shows hopefulness. Doesn't have a radio station yet.
Awesome. International affiliate.
I like it.
Let me get it. Give the details again on the fundraiser for this coming Saturday, because we haven't talked about that enough.
Okay. Centerville, Virginia, the winery at Bull Run, 7 to 11, $40 at the door. You can go to our website, helpinghaitianangels.org, and register for $35 before the event. It's going to be a blast. As Mike said, lots of little surprises.
Yeah, we're going to have so much fun, and this is a huge fundraiser for you guys, and we want to see if we can set a whole bunch of records for you guys so we can keep chugging along with Helping Haitian Angels, because it is a wonderful organization. And I think that, you know, ultimately, everybody should have the opportunity that I had. I was just, it's all about these wonderful people in Haiti. I'm not talking about just the kids either. When I went down there, when you go to a third world country and you don't have them in our hemisphere, you don't see this. You usually have to go over to the Africa to see these kind of communities. Mm-hmm. And when you see this in Haiti, and you see the lack of hot and cold running water, you see the lack of sanitation, you see the squalor that these people live in, and then you see that on with all of that, with all the obstacles, throw in a few horrible earthquakes and hurricanes in the meantime, and then you see the joy that young and old these people have. It's like that, I think, was probably what struck me about the Haitian people, is A, their resilience, and B, their joy for life. That day we all went to the church, and you saw these kids that they're reciting these little Bible verses, and they're all dressed beautifully, mm-hmm. and they're screaming out these verses. Right. And it's just so much fun to see how much joy they have. Six people on the back of a moped, all laughing as they're driving through the middle of Cap Haitian Haiti. That's what got me about it. And that's when Oscar says this is a country that's taken some body blows mm-hmm. over the centuries. And I can see why you guys tracked with it. And it's probably why people that go with you, and incidentally, you can travel down to the orphanage and visit with the kids. And it's why people go back a lot, mm-hmm. because it's just it's uplifting, I think.
There's a lot of drama in the government, and there always will be. I mean, you know, that's what we just try to tell folks, is we try to fly under that radar. They just had a big meeting in northern Haiti a couple of months ago. They invited hundreds of orphanages in northern Haiti, and two were recognized as being official by the government. And we were one of the two.
I didn't know that.
Wow, how about that?
There you go.
Big deal. Big deal.
Give a little round of applause for that.
So, you know, we are completely legit in the town we're in with the federal government as far as all that stuff goes. We pay taxes on our salaries to our staff in Haiti, which most don't. It's just cash, you know. Mm-hmm. So we're completely legit as far as all those things go. But we just try to take care of kids. Mm-hmm. That's our thing. You know, we don't get involved in local politics and the government. We do what we're supposed to do with them. We do whatever we need to do with them. And then it's all about getting kids off the street and get them in school and get them in church and get them fed and get them healthy.
Mm-hmm. And Mike, you were right. The people down there are the most faithful, appreciative, happy. For having nothing.
That's what I couldn't believe, the happiness that was down there. You think this kind of poverty, you're going to have, let's make no bones about it. There's terrible crime in Haiti. It's a dangerous environment in many parts of that. But the joy overall, the joy from people, the laughter that you get down there was just, it blew me out of the water. It really did. And this is something we look forward to, you know, tracking with you guys and watching this and being with you as a partner in this every step of the way. And, I think that anybody that has a chance to do some research research on this, go to helpinghaitianangels.com or .org.
org.
HHA, helpinghaitianangels.org. There's a great video on there that shows you these incredible kids. Carla did not want to come back when she had two 13-year-olds, Jennifer and
Darlene.
And Darlene, who it was really the toughest, one of the toughest exits of anybody on our particular group because, they were all just sobbing down there because you bond with the kids. And what I love about the fact when you go on one of those trips with Bill and Debbie, you're not going down just to have an impersonal, hammer and nails in your hands that you build something. That might be part of it sometimes. You might help in that way.
Right.
But really what it is getting to know the children and just interacting and giving them some love. And that was, oh my God, it was just, it was terrific. I wish so every cool. one of our listeners could. I certainly hope you guys get a chance to
Debbie's got a great saying, and we go to Haiti, we don't get our hands dirty, we get our hearts dirty.
Yep.
And we really try to spend time getting vertical with our people down there. So we'd love for you just to sit and talk to one of the mamas for an hour or talk to one of our security guards or talk to one of our kids. So we've had a lot of people say, I want to roll my sleeves up and go dig a ditch in Haiti and build something. We're like, we hire the Haitians to do that, to get money back into the economy and partner with them on those kind of things. And that brings so much more to them than us going down and doing the work.
Yeah, and you're spreading awareness.
And we're spreading awareness.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's coming up this Saturday night. It's Raise the Roof. It's at the Bull Run Winery. It's right here in the immediate Northern Virginia area. If you want to go out there, stop by. It's $40 at the door, $35, $30 or $35 in
$35 online, $40 at the door.
And come out to Bull Run. I'll be out there. I'd love to meet you. Come out, especially if you listen to this show and you want to show up and you want to say hello to me. I'll be hanging out with everybody. And then we've got a great live auction with the greatest auctioneer in the history of mankind. Absolutely. And really my best assistant, Bill Harvey, who really is the only, after we've done so many of these, you know how I work, and you know that I can't keep track of the numbers.
Yeah, I'm surprised, actually.
$100 looking for $150. We got $150 looking for $120. What is it, Bill? $150. $150 looking for $160. There we go. $160.
You sure you want him back this year?
We are.
Why not?
You got to be there at 5 p.m.
And I'll see you on the golf course next year for our annual round together.
Yes.
Very good.
Annual.
That's good. I have to bust this chop. Anything else you want
to
throw in there?
I want to just say thank you to you because everything you said, you clearly get it. You clearly have a love and a heart for what we're doing. And Mike, I cannot thank you enough for that. It means the world to me, and I'm sure to Bill too.
And to our listeners too. The fact that we did that is so much fun.
So
and
thank you.
And we're going to keep tracking with you. And every year we're going to see the progress that's made. It's a daunting task, but we know you're going to do that sooner than later. Bill and Debbie Harvey,
thanks,
the organization.
Thanks, guys.
HaitianAngels.org.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you. Now get the hell out of here.
Goodbye.
It's comedy. Between 9/11 and this, it's been far too serious a show, damn it.
Keeping it real.
All right. Very good. We'll take a break. And we will come back with more on the Mike O'Mara Show. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show.
Conducting some business there?
Yeah, a little tea time action.
Taking a meeting?
Very good. This segment of the program is brought to you by Hulu Plus.
Love them.
Control is the best thing to have, and right now control just got a lot easier thanks to Hulu Plus. Hulu Plus allows you to watch anything you want. Anything you want.
What you like, watch. Anything you want.
Use your TV, Blu-ray player, Roku, Apple TV, PC, your smartphone, your tablet, a yellow line notepaper, anything you want to do. No,
what?
I'm just
kidding.
You can't
use that.
Endless entertainment. And you know what? It is all about entertainment.
That's what I've been saying to you for years.
Entertainment on demand at all times. And listen, here's a special deal.
Yes.
Just for TMOS listeners. An extended free trial of Hulu Plus. Give it a try, won't you? You'll love it. Just click the Hulu Plus banner. I'm a little squirrely today.
I can't tell.
At MikeOMaraShow.com. Go to HuluPlus.com/TMOS for 2 free weeks of great shows like The Amazing Race, Lost, Downton Abbey, Hell's Kitchen, and my favorite, The Cosby Show.
Love it.
It's endless, and it's free. A free trial that starts the minute you click that banner. Before you know it, you'll be watching your favorite current shows and amazing classic TV all on your schedule. Take control of your TV watching experience. Just click the Hulu Plus banner at MikeOMaraShow.com or go to HuluPlus.com/TMOS and do it right now.
Do it now.
Right now. Thank you very much. Okay. Well, we do that a couple of times a year, and I think that everybody, if they had a chance to
appreciate
to see what they're all about, and look at the video. That's That's all you need to do is good check people. Out the video. Let's get back to the real world now and the splash of water that is, ladies and gentlemen, the Apple Genius Bar.
You gotta love this show, by the way.
Why? Yes.
We could start off with such a beautiful first segment where we said, you know, they're happy down there.
Right.
They
sure.
don't even make minimum wage a week. What are we gonna do?
Right.
Now, back in Manassas, Virginia, there was a situation with a piece of equipment here in the studio yesterday.
Yes. And really not equipment as well. There was Rob's thing. And I come at this from different levels. First of all, my computer has not been functioning with Facebook. Therefore, if you send me a personal message, if I don't have my phone, I am not able to respond to you on this particular Mac device that I have.
Not that one.
I'm
not
also, when I load my news feed, where I really rely on that. It is actually
it keeps your finger on the pulse of the public.
But next to looking at the various news sources that I have every day, my news feed to see what our listeners are talking about is my go-to.
That's right.
When I open it up now, it shows me one or maybe two pieces of information.
And you can't figure out what's trending based on two posts.
Thank you.
And why is it always Tab Patterson?
It's Tab Patterson or
a lot of you though.
It's Andrew Langer or Rob Spiewak or it's
Trip Affleck.
It's people that I visit on a
regular.
Well, Trip's everywhere. Trip can actually get through any blockage.
Wow.
I don't know what that
he
means.
He counts on it, as a matter of fact.
Okay,
I don't even know what that means.
He's like the Matrix.
That's interesting. So during the show yesterday, on top of this technical snafu, during the show yesterday, I broke Rob's iPad.
Yes.
By taking a look at a video that he had on a swivel.
You took the strength of 10 men.
There's no gentle touch to you.
I severed the little nipple that goes into the audio thing. The mini headphone jack, and I sheared it off inside of the iPad, and therefore, Rob, after Oscar very gallantly tried to repair it by going online and watching another psychopath try to repair one of these pieces of information.
You're going to want to secure a pen.
And so, you know, Rob made the decision that he was going to have to go to the Apple store.
What we've been telling you to do for 2 weeks.
But you've
had too many tea times.
And because, I've been back to doing that.
Right.
It's important. It's exercise. It's staying alive.
It's exercise. Thank you.
That's right.
And because it was a software problem that I could actually get around by using my phone, I'm like, I don't want to bother with that. And I also, in my own mind, said, this has got to be fixable. I can do this myself. Well, I couldn't do this myself. And when you go to the Facebook webpage where they're going to help you, the number one thing is say, tell us what the problem is. Well, we will not, and this is the response that you get from Facebook when you explain in detail that I'm not loading my news feed properly. I cannot send messages out to people. Thank you for that detailed explanation. We don't respond to all the questions we get. Was this helpful?
Oh, they always want to know if it was helpful.
Am I right about that?
Using that help, it's like throwing a snowball into the center of the sun.
Exactly.
There's no chance it's going to work out.
So you guys really berated me, cajoled me to go to the Genius Bar.
That was fun.
A crap name for it. And Rob, because he was going to have to take his iPad in, generously offered to take my computer in to have them look at that when they fixed his nipple.
Team player.
And so Rob headed off to the Genius Bar.
Well, first of all, the closest Genius Bar is, of course, Fair Oaks Mall.
Yes.
They could see me on Thursday.
Right.
The next closest Genius Bar was Reston, Virginia. They could see me last night.
Very nice.
So I checked Tyson's, which is pretty far away.
I didn't know you went to three.
No, I had you do this all online.
Yes.
Okay.
I do this online.
It's called the internet.
But I didn't know you had to check with three of them to
Tyson's,
get an appointment.
Tyson said we can see you at 2:20. 2:20. And I said, I can do that.
That's so a good
yesterday,
one.
Yeah.
I get there.
It's also the best one.
And I go in and the gentleman at the front of the store, it says very clearly when you get your 5 follow-up emails that you've made an appointment with the Genius Bar, it says, check in with anybody when you get there. Check in with anybody.
How convenient is that?
It's great. So I went in and this gentleman comes up to me and says, how are you doing today, sir? I said, I'm here for an appointment at the Genius Bar. And before I get to the A and Bar, he says, you got to go back there and talk to a guy with a green iPad. So I said, okay. So I go back there.
So technically, this is the conjuring again. You did check in with anybody.
And they told me where to go.
But they immediately point you to the one person you can't check in with.
So I get to the guy with the green iPad, and he's surrounded by people.
Right.
And they're all checking in to be at the Genius Bar, because everyone wants to say, hey, genius, fix it. So we're all centered around the green iPad, and then a guy comes. He's short with long hair and looks like maybe he skipped the shower this morning, and he's got a pink iPad. And he says
he's got pink eye.
He's got a pink iPad.
Oh, okay.
He folds it, puts it under his arm, clasps his hands together, and says, "How are we doing today?" I said, "I'm
that service with the smile." What's wrong with that?
I'm here to check in for the Genius Bar. He says, "Right. Hold on." And he opens his pink iPad and goes, beep, 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 beep. And he's moving tiles and things are moving and colors are changing. And he closes it and he turns to the guy with the green iPad that's standing still surrounded by people and says, "You'll need to speak to this guy."
Oh, no! God, Rob.
So I get through.
Such a gimmick.
Well, because it's Tyson's Corner, what happens?
The beginning of the end.
You're Tyson's Corner at the Apple store. When you go to the guy with the green iPad, it's not checking in, Mike. It's a UN meeting.
Yeah.
Because every culture is represented. And you get to the middle of it.
Here we go. And you knew he had to throw in the racial component. Yeah.
It was everybody.
Do you think when he walks up to a crowd, he's like, "Oh, two whites, two blacks, one
Chinese?" Oh, yeah. 100%.
Who does that?
Everybody does
100%. But it's not over yet. The saga continues. We'll take a break. Come back with more on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Dog goes woof. Cat goes meow. Bird goes.
Gonna play this one up to the hook.
Yeah. You liked it yesterday. This was the only thing you liked yesterday.
Oh, absolutely. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Omaricon 2013. We're live at the State Theater in Falls Church, Virginia, Saturday night, November 9th at 8 p.m. Everybody's going. Don't get left out. Tickets go on sale Friday, September 13th for the general public, and we hope you're satisfied. What does the fox say? We hope you're satisfied with the advance ticket sales. We have done our level best to get that information out to all of you. And, Pony, are they responding to those emails? Are they opening their emails?
Yes, they are.
Okay, they are. That's good. Okay,
you know, if you come to Omaricon 2013, we will reveal what the fox says.
Yes, we will. We may be dressed as foxes. And, boy, would we like to have a lot of foxes.
Hey, soon we'll be the foxes.
How about backstage foxes? So the advance purchase still available for VIP members. You should have already received your super secret email. This show will be like no other we've ever had. We'll once again be joined on stage by Mickey Coachella, most recently the 98 Rock Morning Show, an all-around funny dude, a great stand-up comedian. As usual, there'll be music, dancing, and festivity. We've got to get cracking on that next week.
Yeah, the festivities or the music?
The music.
Or the dancing.
Yeah, the music. Okay. I got to figure out what I want to do. And, you know, I think I want to do what we did last time. I think I want to have a competition. Maybe have these guys.
I'd love to have Ilvis out there.
And as usual, there will be a wonderful time had by all. Save the date, Saturday, November 9th at the State Theater. Better than saving the date, you better get ready. Tickets go on sale this Friday for the live Omaricon 2013 in Falls Church, Virginia. Superhero costumes are optional. We take you back to the Genius Bar.
And
they're not geniuses.
I don't know. They were pretty smart about getting my money.
I've always had a great experience. I don't know what you guys are talking about.
Well,
you're
an apple Kool-Aid drinker and have been for quite some time. So it's probably
difficult. But you know what? So am I.
You guys got me to buy everything they sell anyway. I'm a believer, though, now that I think we're looking at the beginning of the disintegration of the empire.
I had that thought yesterday.
Because they're not the best game in town. They're not the only game in town, which they were for years. And now they're, you know, their customer service has holes in it. And
to that, let me just say, when I finally got to the man with the green iPad and he says, "Do you see that empty stool?" I said, "Yes." He says, "You can sit there."
Yeah, they do that.
And then I'm forced to wait.
Down at the Genius Bar.
Well, no, I'm not at the bar. I'm at a table near the bar. Right.
And you're also.
I wanted seating at the bar.
And you're in the seat of entitlement in the world.
Right.
But you can go to any community. And in the Apple store, that is the seat of entitlement.
Yeah.
That is where everybody is me.
And you know what? Even I was swept up because I sat down and my first thought was, I made an appointment to sit here.
Right.
This is not what I made an appointment for.
Yeah, it's crap.
You're in the nucleus of what is douche city.
Yeah, and you know what? And if that is.
You can't help yourself. You become a douche when you walk through those doors. It's impossible not to.
If that truly is a genius bar, I say raise the bar. Because I wasn't surrounded by what I thought were a lot of geniuses, especially next to me, the lady that was trying to replace her son's little iPod.
Yeah, the Nano.
Yeah, and she said to the sales lady, "Isn't today the day they announced the new iPhone?" And the sales lady, who had a perfect opportunity to really put on the sale, says, "Yeah, that was supposed to be today. It has a thumbprint or something."
Oh, yeah. No.
Yeah, that's the world of
Apple
retail in America.
Salesperson said that. I got more from you before they made the announcement.
Yeah, well, that's what they count
on. I
don't
like hearing that one bit.
That's what they count on.
It got a thumbprint or something.
So you spent, what was your total time commitment inside of
it? Probably 45 to 50 minutes, I would say.
Here's the end result, all right? The little nipple that broke out, broke into Rob's iPad.
I must tell you this, because when I finally get to the Genius Bar and get to another one of the comically undersized geniuses, they're all short. He says, "What's the problem?" And I said, "Well, this is my iPad, and the tip of a mini headphone plug has broken off into it." And he says, "Okay." And he takes it, and he looks, and he says, "I don't see anything in there." He's looking in a dark hole. And I say, "Friend,
friend,
I assure you, it's in there." He says, "Hold on." And he disappears back to, I guess, where the geniuses just frolic.
Yeah, there's the little wall.
And
yeah.
They all go backstage.
It's like a Starbucks.
He goes backstage and he comes back. He says, "You know what?" And he's smiling. I say, "Oh, it's going to be good." I said, "What?"
"This is going to be really great."
He says, "You're right. It is stuck in there. I looked with a flashlight." I said, "Great. What are my options?" I said, "I believe I have Apple Care." He says, "No Apple Care on this."
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. Not on this.
No.
And I said, "Well, is there some sort of tool? This has to happen a lot." He says, "Oh, it happens all the time."
Oh, no.
And I said, "Well, do you have some tool where it can come?" "No, there is no
tool." "Oh, my
tool.
God. They can't repair that?"
"No." And I said, "What are we looking at for a repair?" He says, "Yeah, there really is no way to repair it."
First of all, that's completely untrue.
I know.
Because with the right tool, you
we
would be able to get in there.
We could have done it yesterday on our own. Yeah.
Absolutely.
And he says, "There's no way to repair it." And I said, "Well, what are my options?" He says, "Well, we have one identical to this, new in the box. You can trade it in." I said, "Great." He said, "For $249.
Oh, my God. God.
And wow. I said, "Well, let's think on that." And I said, then that's when.
Then you caved.
No, I didn't cave. I actually walked and saw how much a new one was. And I said, it's still saving me a lot of money.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you know what? It's necessary to do the job each
day.
Yeah, yeah. But I didn't cave yet because I said, aha, but also,
yeah.
I have this. And I produced your computer.
Right.
And he said, "And what's the wrong with this?"
Yeah.
And I said, "This is having trouble with Facebook." And I explained the symptoms that
the
you
problems.
Went through before. And he said, "Well, let's have a look at it." And he opens it and he says, "What's the password?" And I said, "I think you just have to hit enter." And he said, "Oh, look at that." So he did. And he got in and he went to Facebook and we signed in. And I said, every symptom that I explained to him, he says, "Exactly what you told me was right." I said, "So yeah, I wasn't lying. All the symptoms are there."
Yeah, and this is like the 800th time we've been through this.
And then he said, "Okay." And then he says, "Have you tried Safari?" I said, "Oh, Apple's search engine that I hate? Yes, let's try it."
Yeah, that doesn't work
and
on my computer
in,
at all. Do you know that? Did you show him that?
Well, he figured that's one thing he did figure out. You had two versions of Safari downloaded, and one was no good. The other one will work now.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Well, let me open it up and see.
But when he first
opened with his Mac cleaner.
Because here's the problem.
When he first opened Safari and it didn't work, you should see the face fall on an Apple employee. He says, "Oh, I've never seen that before."
Okay, so there's my Safari. So I guess he didn't decide to take the time to discard the old that didn't work.
No, I think open that. I think that one will work. I think
let's do that like I did this morning, and now let's see that.
Hmm.
Did he not take it out?
There it is.
Wow, he didn't switch it out.
There it is.
Genius.
Genius.
Fail.
He's a genius.
Yeah. Fail.
So here's my other question.
Yeah.
Where's the one that works? I see no one that works on here.
I can find it.
Look under
your
applications.
My applications.
Oh, don't ask him.
Okay.
Well,
what do you mean don't do that?
Find that?
I thought it'd be fun.
It'd take forever.
Yesterday was a great segment.
Oh, please.
So we can do more of that.
We could break that computer?
No, we don't want to break the computer. So what he did... is he started to, you know, he started to figure out, he started to troubleshoot
computer
how we could fix it.
Computer started working in his head.
I could hear the genius wheels turning.
Yeah.
He said, "Well, we can't access it on Safari. What are there any other users on this computer?" I said, "No, just him." He says, "Let's create another user."
Ooh, interesting.
So he did that, and guess what? The other user, same thing. And he said, "Oh,
interesting."
See, so it's not a problem with his account. And he said, "Has he been able to access Facebook with another computer?" And what I could have said was, he grew frustrated and would have let us try that, which is the actual truth. I said, "I don't recall the results of that test."
Yeah,
he said, "Well, may we try on mine?" And I said, "Yeah." So he took a totally another computer, a brand new
second unit.
Totally another computer.
Sometimes your VCU education really should. He took a totally another computer.
That's when he shines.
That's right. And sometimes your AU education clips you out of Facebook.
Use guys.
So
what did use guys get that another?
Totally another computer. He takes it, goes in, and I put in your name and your password. And it's the same thing. So
same problem.
It is not a problem with your computer. And he was so delighted to say,
if it's not a problem with my computer, how come the other device that I have,
it was explained to me by the genius,
works fine.
Different platform, different way of getting there.
Oh, interesting.
So if it is a different platform and the platform is built into this computer,
it is
then
your,
technically it is my computer.
It is your Facebook settings. Because
it is not my Facebook.
But it has to be, because if it how is it that be, a computer?
Hey, hold on. First of all, incidentally, I know who you're aligned with, because you've got your brand new iPad, so you're not going to be on. You're defending the Genius Bar. And
no,
the Genius
I'm
Bar
not
was
defending
giving you a
the
bill,
Genius
a
Bar.
Bill of goods.
What I'm defending, I'm defending logic. Let me state this. If your problem, which we assumed was part of your computer, is experienced by other computers that have never seen your computer, it can't be your computer. It has to be at the Facebook level. Now, what I'm saying is,
so the platform,
not that you changed
hold on,
it.
Hold on.
I have a headache now.
So do I. Yeah. The bottom line is, my thing ain't fixed.
Yeah, you know what? The thing ain't fixed.
You guys all cajoling me to go to the Genius Bar, and the Genius Bar didn't do dick.
Okay, well,
and
then I apologize on behalf of the Genius Bar.
No, but hold on. First of all, Rob, it didn't get fixed.
It's your fault, Rob.
That's the bottom. And you know what the solution that you had for me when you called me on the phone? The guy said that maybe you should call Facebook.
No.
Get in touch with Facebook.
My solution was this. And at first I said, I'm sorry I have bad news, but I think our only next step is to contact Facebook.
Okay.
No matter how slow it is.
Impossible to do.
It's our only step.
Excuse me. Impossible. We just discussed that. What did Oscar say?
Throwing
a snowball at the sun.
Well, you know what? That is.
And I know it doesn't matter, but first of all.
Oh, into the sun.
But the fact is, I have done it. I'd done it 6 days before you'd gone to the Genius Bar.
I have
sent them multiple messages. They don't return. There is no way to cut. So the very fact, so when the Genius Bar dude said the best way is to get in touch with Facebook, he said the best way to do this is to throw a snowball at the sun.
What? Well,
and you went, okay, goodbye.
All right, I'll call
and that
you
was
later.
It. Not that I wanted you to argue, but I would have stayed in that Genius Bar and gone, that is a solution that I have tried. I have not. It is not. You can't do it. You can't do it.
So his actual solution was have him not do what he did to his settings. Because he was convinced.
Rob, hold on. If I'd done something to my settings,
right,
then I would have changed the settings specifically for Facebook,
right,
and then I would have logged on and something would have happened. This problem occurred. I did nothing.
I have a thought.
I did nothing.
Wait, everything's going to get fixed now.
Yes. What if we went into your settings, and yes. I know this is thrilling for the
for
listener
Facebook?
At home. Yeah, for Facebook,
right.
And just went all to default. That would go back to square one.
I've done it.
You have?
I've reset the entire thing.
Oh, man.
Multiple times. I've gone back to my history on my computer, and I have cleared everything since the beginning of time. The bottom line is, the Genius Bar does not help. This is an Apple problem. This is not a Facebook
problem.
But
then how is it that it was on the other computer? That's the one thing that I don't
understand. Because the fact is, that's not my decision to make. The fact is, you're taking what he gave you, which was, let me explain how you were worked.
Okay.
You were worked because he said, here's another computer. See, it's this way and that, so it's a Facebook problem. And you're bye-bye.
The old Nigerian buyback.
And basically, I can't do anything for you. Just like they couldn't fix, which they could, if you had a real engineer who was going to get into your iPad, he would go in and he would have fixed your iPad. But no, he took $250 off you.
Shook you down.
And the fact is, there are other people, I guarantee you.
Bent you
there
over.
There are other people at the Genius Bar. If you'd gotten the right dude,
or if you'd
been a hard ass,
right.
You would have gotten your without $250 out of your pocket, they would have gone in with probably a tool that is designed, because I guarantee that if you had AppleCare,
right.
You would not be buying the new one.
If you had AppleCare, they'd be back there, and they would be fixing that problem and handing you your thing back.
Well, whatever he did as a genius, he tricked me.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, because it's the world of retail.
He absolutely did a dance, and I asked him 19 different ways, what is the best way to get at it?
Right.
And he always came back with the same thing.
So I'll ask an even
simpler. But you know what? He made.
Hold on. Let me ask a simpler, ask a simpler question.
All right.
Here is a simpler question, and I'll send this out to our listening audience, everybody involved. How does one, if one really has to get in touch with Facebook, how is it accomplished?
How do you do it?
Because I have no earthly idea how to do
that. What about saying there's a security problem? Because just like with banks, for 24 hours, you have to call and say your card was stolen.
Maybe I'll try that.
Right?
Maybe I'll try that route.
And it could be a security problem.
But also, sounds to me.
You've been hacked.
You got a guy, and he worked on both problems, right?
Well, if you call it work.
But no, he didn't. That's the point. If you look, I believe this with all of my heart. It's not the genius bar's problem. It is the individual slacker douche that you deal with. There are probably 4 out of 15 guys that are like the guy you dealt with. And then there are other guys that are actually going to help.
Our tens.
It sounds like
can do,
You know, you remember you could not have made it more clear yourself when you said he looked and said, "I don't see anything in that hole."
Well, I told you.
But the fact is, that's why. But then he took it to another step further.
So would you say at that point, would you say I need a new genius?
Not at that point. I would say, where are we going to go with that? And he said, I don't want to spend $250 on this. This is a solution that I can actually
get me your head genius.
I don't want to see the fact that you have the same problem with another computer and that I have to contact Facebook because I'm unable to contact Facebook. Yeah. So get me another genius. Right?
Well, I guess you're right.
Poor Rob. That man rotted in Tyson's corner afternoon.
Then we had our drug deal afterwards, which was nice.
Because
we had to pass off the computer.
Rob and I actually met out on Route 15.
I called Mike as I left Tyson's, and he was unavailable to the phone.
He said, "Where are you?" I said, "I am in Haymarket, Virginia." And he said, "Well, I'm in Leesburg."
About 20 seconds from my house at this point.
You said 10 minutes.
I said I'd be to my house in 10 minutes. I was at the gas station by my house.
Okay, but you said you'd be at your house in, you just said 20 seconds.
Yes, I was 20 seconds away from my house because the plan was to get gas.
Why did you say you were 10 minutes
away? Do you want to listen or what?
Because you said on the phone.
Do you want to listen?
You said on the phone 10
do
minutes.
Do you want to listen?
You said it. I'll be like the genius bar. You said 10 minutes.
I did because I was at the gas station. I was going to get gas. I was going to go and get some groceries and then be at my house.
Oh, so the 10 minutes.
So I was going to be at my house in how many minutes?
No.
10.
No, no.
10 minutes.
Hold on a second.
All right.
You bull.
What?
You bull.
Not. That is not. It's
because because you're saying 20 seconds on the show when you said 10 minutes to me. I don't care what the circumstances went. Hold on. When you say 10 minutes away.
You're not listening.
No. I'm listening to everything you're saying.
When
you
said I was 20 seconds from my house because I was at the gas station.
Don't play your f***ing games with
me, Rob. No, it's not a game.
You're sitting there. The fact is, on the phone with me yesterday, what you said to me was, I'm 10 minutes away from my house. You didn't say anything about, I'm at the store, I have to get gas.
What I said.
I'm at the store. I'm actually 20 seconds. You were saying 10 minutes.
What I said is I'd be home in 10 minutes.
You're making
it sound. No, I'm not. I'm not trying to make it sound that way.
You're making it sound like I said
you're conjuring.
I'm not conjuring.
Team Mike. Thank you, Oscar.
Can I hold up that sign too?
Thank you. Thank you very much.
I'm pissed.
Well, I guess you are.
Because look, the show is out $250 now.
Oh, jeez.
And the fact is, I don't have a solution to the problem because you lay down for this douchebag at the Genius Bar, and that's the bottom line. When this guy, who probably deals with so many people that he solves his problems by saying screw it all the time.
Well,
and that's what makes me frustrated.
I feel bad that he tricked me and gave me what I thought was the solution. And you know what?
You think he
tricked
you? I didn't
realize. Well, what he did is he laid out a solution that sounded plausible to
me. It might have not been the best solution, but it was a solution.
And let me get back to the original point that pissed me off. If you had said that you were 20 seconds from your house, if you had said that to me, I would have driven to your house.
Can I explain where we were at?
I would not have met you halfway.
Can I explain where we were at?
Because I don't do that.
Can I explain what happened?
Yes.
I said, when I said that there's got to be some place we can rendezvous, and you said no, I'm going to come out to your house and pick it up. I said, okay, I'll be there in 10 minutes because I had two things I wanted to do first. Okay? And
that
you said, I'm in Gainesville or wherever you were. And I said, well, I'll tell you what, I can leave the line at the gas station. Let's get on 15 and meet each other. And that's the God's honest on my children's lives truth.
Well, it sounded like you were making it sound like I made you drive all the way from Leisure, which I technically did.
Well, I mean, you could.
Well, I met you probably
at Gilbert's Corner.
About Gilbert's Corner, which is a little more than half from here.
It was fine, and it could not
at all.
And it couldn't.
You didn't break his iPad. You didn't make him go to Tyson's Corner.
Team Mike over there.
There's Team Mike.
There's Team Mike
piling on right now.
Yeah.
The bottom line is nothing was fixed yesterday.
No. But you know what?
Nothing was fixed.
Here's a positive.
And nothing is ever fixed.
Here's a positive. At least the rendezvous went well.
Yeah.
We did perfect.
Because really, the timing was...
It was exactly right.
Rob called me. He said, I will call you in 15 minutes. When he called me, our cars literally passed at that same moment.
It was perfect.
Do you want me to take that to Todd? I'm going to his house
No.
today.
I'm taking this to the Genius Bar today myself. I'm not making an appointment. I am walking in with it.
You better make an appointment. Deal.
I don't give a damn. I'm going to walk in and just say, you know,
I'm
fix
Michael
this
O'Mara.
Or give me another one. I don't want to know about your Apple Care. I don't want you to. The fact is, no one can help me. But here's the, if somebody contacts me and lets me know how this problem can be solved or how I can even make contact with a human being. Here's the way. You know what?
Stay away from Genius Andrew. That's who I dealt with yesterday.
Well, what happened to our boys that used to be our Apple boys that used to help us all the time? They moved away.
Yeah.
They moved up in life.
Well, no, yeah,
correct?
What happened?
They moved up in life.
The company is crumbling and they got out.
They got out before it was too late.
You mean our inside men?
You know, Mr. Man, you got us involved in all this Apple crap. You're not without blame.
I'm sorry.
And incidentally, I accept the blame for breaking Rob's iPad. I just thought it would have been fixed.
No, we always did.
I thought it would have been fixed easier.
Well, now it's public. Before it was off air.
The thing that's what's frustrating, though, is like, why do you have a company? I know they have billions of users, but so they're immune from any customer service whatsoever?
They're not necessarily immune, but what happened is he hoodwinked me. He showed me what I thought proved was not a problem in the computer.
But Rob's also, he might be the wrong guy to send because he's the guy when he's in New York City, he's like, when they have the little side games on the sidewalk, follow the ball, follow the ball, follow the ball, follow the ball, follow the ball.
He's doing it to both of them. You know, he's having the best time of all here.
Like, that's
he's having the
guy,
best time. And Pony's enjoying himself over there.
That's the guy that says, follow the ball, and Rob will give a 20 spot. Like, he'll get the guy that's supposed
that
to take
your
money.
That is the biggest lie that's been told in the history of broadcasting.
Rob, there are moments that you are the consumer of consumers. And then they're
on the phone, he's
and
great.
And then there are moments where it's, I think you were probably frustrated with your day. But I think, would you not? I mean, you've accepted that.
I was so
kind. They played you a little bit.
What happened, I have a soft spot, and that allowed them to play me. But it's that same kindness that made me take the computer in for you.
F you. Oh, yeah. Fist pump Oscar.
Yeah, he's happy.
Thank you. We'll take a break. Come back with news you may not need. Hey, Pony, sorry for all the editing. Sometimes I just can't keep it in my pants. We'll take a break. Come back with news you may not need on the Mike O'Mara Show. Thank you, Rob.
Thank you. High top sneakers of Italian
design. Oh, my God. I needed
Rob.
That. It's not poor Rob. Rob and I do that. He knows what made me mad. What made me mad was the 20 seconds. That pissed me off. It's me drive all the way out there, but it wasn't true.
It wasn't. I never said. You heard what you wanted
don't
to hear.
Don't stay mad at me.
Yeah,
don't stay
let
mad
it go,
at
Rob.
Me.
Well,
Jeez.
Then,
you,
if
let
you
it
let it go, I will.
Well, I was explaining that.
No, you can't explain to him. He's from out of town.
All right. This news you may not need is brought to you by the Mike O'Mara Show's Amazon page. Amazon is the one place to go for everything you need. And I think we woke the baby. Can't you feel that the season is about to change?
Yes, I can.
Yeah. Fall is right around the corner.
Getting bitter in here.
And Amazon has got you covered. How about new clothes? How about a new iPad? How about a new MacBook Air? How about Mark Zuckerberg autographed pictures? Plus, Amazon is the place to go for pumpkins. No, pumpkin decorations.
That's right.
Carving tools. F it, Amazon.
Amazon, do it. It's the best
Thank
way
you.
To support the
Thank
show.
You. We appreciate it.
Jesus. Around the globe, across the nation, looking through your neighbor's window. The Mike O'Mara Show now presents News You May Not Need, a comprehensive look at the stories you may or may not be talking about during your daily activity. And now, news you may not need.
A nation that stepped back from the brink of war with Syria Tuesday paused Wednesday to honor and reflect on the nearly 3,000 victims of 9/11, the day terrorist attacks spurred two other long-running conflicts in the Middle East. In New York, hundreds of friends and families of the victims stood silently, many holding up photos of their loved ones as bagpipes played. Relatives of those killed were to recite the names of those killed when two hijacked commercial airliners slammed into the World Trade Center's Twin Towers. Another crashed into the Pentagon near Washington, D.C., and a fourth plunged into the ground near Shanksville, Pennsylvania. And, you know, having driven up through New York City just a couple of weeks ago, that that new building is mighty, mighty impressive.
And the memorial next to it, gorgeous.
Absolutely. And, you know, if you get a chance today, we were there in Manhattan, a lot of people in Washington, D.C., and all of us in the country. It's in the national consciousness. Take a pause and remember the lives lost, because it is a significant day for remembering. Tense negotiations have begun on a proposed U.N. resolution that would put serious chemical weapons under international control and end a diplomatic stalemate over a deadly August 21st poison gas attack. That's according to a French official. The plan for Syria to relinquish its chemical weapons initiated by Russia appeared to ease the crisis over looming Western strikes against Bashar Assad's regime in Damascus, only to open up new potential for impasse as Moscow rejected U.S. and French demands for a binding U.N. resolution with very severe consequences for noncompliance. My feeling is, if they don't go for it, I say F them.
And yeah. Furthermore, I go with what you've said in the past. Why are we trusting Russia so much?
I know. And they're the ones that, you know, a lot of people are saying, speaking of that theme of today's show, getting played, that Russia may have been playing the United States during all this.
Same deal.
So we're not sure. We'll see what happens with that. A disgruntled airport security screener was arrested in California on Tuesday in connection with threats made against Los Angeles International Airport ahead of 9/11's anniversary today. Nana Alpha Onua.
That sounds like they're giving letters during a airplane transmission.
N-N-A-A-L-F-H-A-O-N-U-O-H-A. He's 29. Yeah. He was detained late Tuesday by members of the Los Angeles Joint Terrorism Task Force after triggering an alert at an airport earlier in the day, which prompted certain terminals to be evacuated.
What's his name?
Unuoha.
No, his name is Whiskey Foxtrot Tango.
Inuoha.
Yeah.
Had resigned from his job as a TSA screener early Tuesday after recently being suspended from the position. So, yeah, nice guy. We all let Memorial Day become about mattress specials and getting hammered instead of honoring fallen Americans.
That's right, Pony.
And we should all be ashamed of that. So we are not about to do that to 9/11 on Monday. Tumble Down Trails Golf Course in Verona, Wisconsin, published ads for a September 11th special. 9 holes of golf for $9.11, or 18 holes with a golf cart for only $19.11. The ad got passed around on social media, and Tumble Down Trails got the backlash you'd expect from exploiting 9/11. They say their goal was to remind people of the significance of the day. Duh.
Yeah.
So they apologized, canceled the special and the ads, and said they'd donate any profits today to a 9/11 memorial fund. Well,
now,
they should have said that at the beginning.
What if they do that special and donate all money to a 9/11 memorial fund? Then is it valid?
I think if going in...
Going in, if they had said that.
If going in, they say, if all proceeds go to the 9/11 memorial fund, that's it. You're covered.
I think so.
Then you can handle the backlash.
But the fact is, they blew it.
They blew it. A new study out of Emory University in Atlanta has made the first connection between having tiny testes and being a good dad. In fact, the smaller the testicles, the better the father.
Wow. Big win.
They're not exactly sure why. Their best guess is an evolutionary theory that says humans have a limited amount of energy that's divided between mating and parenting. Wait, you said you've got big ones, though, don't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, but yet I'm a you wonderful father.
So people who are more fertile, like men with big gonads, who produce more spermatoza was that rock concert, that ill-fated promotional thing I did in the 1980s.
I remember you and Bill Graham were partners.
Spermatoza. Bill Graham loved the idea.
Yeah, but you know what? No one bought a ticket.
It was really terrible. You know, the two words that ruined that concert.
What?
Debbie Boone. Anyway.
I did like the one booking you had, White Stripes.
Great White.
Yeah.
They were there. Men with big gonads have an instinct to focus more on knocking women up than on parenting.
And there you are.
So who knows whether that's true. As you probably heard, Anthony Weiner lost the Democratic primary for New York City mayor last night. And so to make things even worse, this is funny, his former sexting partner, Sydney Leathers.
Hi, Leathers.
She crashed the party last night.
She did not.
No. Weiner held his election night campaign party at an Irish pub in Manhattan, and Sydney showed up with brand new bigger boobs.
Hey, that's terrific. Was the name of the bar O Weiner's?
She even managed to get inside and have a drinky poo. Wow. So that's funny. And now a little something something. 32-year-old Montrail Hamilton is an assistant manager at a Burger King in Deltona, Florida.
Mm.
Last Thursday, he saw a deposit bag with $1,400 sitting out next to a safe. The other assistant manager must have dropped it on the way to the deposits.
Uh-oh.
So Montrail took the bag of cash home. He said it was to teach the other assistant manager a lesson.
Good lesson! What?
But on Friday, the owner of the Burger King realized the money was missing. He checked the surveillance video and saw Montrail take the bag. When Montrail got to work, he'd forgotten to bring the bag. Why, it's almost as if he wasn't planning to teach a lesson. And he was just planning to keep the money. The owner called the police. On Saturday, Montrail was arrested for grand theft.
Yikes.
Oh, you can occasionally get away with little lies, but that one was a whopper. Thank you. Thank you. I'm here all week. We'll take a break. Come back with Rob and the Magic Audio Vault right after this on the Mike O'Mara Show. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. This segment is brought to you by the Oakton Wine Shop. It's their fall festival, September 20th and 21st. Also, they're going to have a wonderful fall beer tasting coming up on September 28th. And lots of good fun and good times at the Oakton Wine Shop. I love Brian Gothier. I love the Oakton Wine Shop. And I love the fact that any price range, you can get exactly what you want. 703-255-5425. That's 703-255-5425 to find out about their third annual fall festival. They're kicking off a two-day festival with 15 wines from California, Italy, and the Pacific Northwest. And then September 21st, they're going to have a benefit benefiting the Innova Blood Donor Services. Come out and enjoy wines from Spain, Burgundy, California, and they'll be tasting food from Culinaria Cooking School and cookies from Rhino Treats in Manassas. And a portion of all sales will go directly to Innova Blood Donor Services. For more details, call the Oakton Wine Shop, 703-255-5425. Oakton Wine Shop, off Chainbridge Road in scenic, beautiful Oakton, Virginia. Go to Facebook.com/Oakton Wine Shop for more information. Let's open up the audio vault for today, September 11th, 2013.
Funny, when you say September 11th, again, a reminder, it's been 12 years. Yeah. And this tape has actually been on YouTube, I think, since June, but I wanted to air it today. This is from one of the summer fill-in shows they do on ABC called What Would You Do? What Would You Do, Mike?
Okay.
And it's like Candid Camera, mm-hmm. but they set up situations that are really sort of awkward or sticky situations and see how people react. In this one, they put a guy behind the counter at a deli who's obviously a Muslim. He has on the hat. He looks Muslim, and he's identifying himself as a Muslim to the people that ask him, particularly the actor that's causing trouble in the scene. The guy says, "Why are you here? Why are you taking jobs from Americans? Why I don't want to be served by a Muslim?"
Starts
harassing to see how people in the deli react.
Okay.
Many of them are as you would expect. Most people don't really, you know, get involved.
Yeah.
But the last one they show is an American soldier in uniform.
Okay.
And the way he reacts, I find very reassuring, and it makes me very proud to be an American.
This guy's a Muslim.
We live in America. He can have any religion he wants.
Aren't you fighting against these guys?
Not at the moment. Right now, I'm ordering a sandwich.
I don't think it should be working here.
Fire chips and move out.
He doesn't follow orders.
Look, I'd like to order some food, just not from you, okay?
Get out. Put the chips down and go buy them somewhere else.
So now the soldier is actually getting the guy and kicking him out. Mm-hmm. I mean, because he's given this guy so much trouble.
A brave man, a brave guy.
He has a choice to shop anywhere, just like he has a choice to practice his religion anywhere. That's the reason I wear the uniform, so anyone can live free in this country. Leave the man alone, buy your stuff, and leave.
People might say that's very heroic, what you said.
This is the host.
Is it?
No, sir. No, heroes come in many shapes and sizes, but that wasn't heroic at all. It was just being a person and standing up for someone else.
What principles were you defending?
Everyone's inalienable rights.
Everyone's?
Everyone's in this country.
Right now. You're Muslim?
It doesn't matter to me, sir. If you're an American, you're an American, period.
Wow. Anyway.
Amen.
On 9/11, I invite you to do what Mike said. Please take a moment and remember today.
You know, when I read that in the opening of the show, Rob, I was realizing that, seriously, there are people today that are, you know, walking around, kids, mm-hmm. that may not remember the details of how horrible that.
They're learning about it in textbooks.
They hear, you know, 9/11. You know that people were killed. You know there was a terrorist attack. You certainly know about Osama bin Laden.
Sure.
But the actual detail of the horror of that attack and how we all were just gut shot, and it changed our lives forever.
And it's just worth remembering. That's all I'm saying. All right, moving on. Something a little lighter. MSNBC has a host called Lawrence O'Donnell, and he had a great get on Monday night. He had Anthony Weiner on the night before the election.
I saw this tape, and it's interesting because it's, I don't know, as much as Anthony Weiner loves combat and as much as he likes being a, you know, an a-hole to people, this guy, Lawrence O'Donnell, is all over the place.
Of course, yeah, he is.
It's interesting. He just he
But I will
out
say
on.
This. If it's not combative, it certainly is entertaining.
It's very entertaining.
So you turn on MSNBC looking for the news of the day, and this is what you get.
I have just one basic question for you that I think a lot of people have wondered about for different reasons over the course of the campaign. For me, it just comes down to this, which is, what is wrong with you?
I don't understand the question. What is wrong with me that I care so much about the issues that I fight for every day, that I have my entire career?
No. What I'm trying to get at, Anthony, is what drives you.
Okay, and in that case, ask me that question.
With the fact that that is entertaining and the fact that Anthony Weiner has established himself as a great douche, I think... what's the guy's name? Lawrence O'Donnell. I think he's a showboat.
Sure.
I think he's a crap journalist.
Oh, it's classless.
I think he's ambushing a guy while he's down. It's an easy, easy target. And he didn't make a lot of sense after that.
No. You're right.
Because it's like, what do you mean, what's wrong with me? You go into any interview situation and you want to dismantle somebody, you know, tackle the guys that need to be
dismantled. Smart
guys. Anthony Weiner's done.
No. Yeah,
I mean,
you're right.
He's already, it just seems to me.
The night before the election.
Answer me that question then.
Anthony, I mean it from a psychiatric level.
Dude,
I don't care
about
your
phony
political
answers.
Dude, I don't really
need your psychiatric questions.
I don't
what,
care about your
question.
Phony
Do
political
an interview.
Answers.
So that's the only thing that's on MSNBC at that particular moment.
Don't you
moment.
Think if you're Anthony Weiner, now you just kind of like slink away.
Yeah, and also,
you got slink away.
No matter what. No matter what, don't call people dude.
I know.
If you really want to be in power, don't call people dude.
Incidentally, I've got to stop. I've got a habit of when Michael is really crying.
Do you call him dude?
I'll say dude. I'm like, dude. What's wrong? Carla hates it, and legitimately so. Honey, after hearing that, I am going to try my level best not to call him dude.
No, I think what would be great is, you know, so many times when you have two people of the same name in the house, you can't both be Mike.
Right.
Why don't you call him Dude O'Mara?
Thank you, Rob.
I'm hungry.
There we go. Thank you.
All right, see if you can name this singer. This is a record from the 1960s, and it is a guy that is very, very famous, but not known as a musician.
Buddy Holly.
Not Buddy Holly. Name this vocalist.
I want to ride to the ridge where the west commences.
Clint Eastwood.
It is Clint
really?
Eastwood.
Yeah!
Wow!
Wow. I got the golden ears.
Yeah, I'm sure that's what it
golden
is.
Golden ears.
Yeah, it's Clint Eastwood doing Don't Fence Me In.
Wow.
Now, I did not play this yesterday because I was a little gun shy. I thought this could still be a hoax based on the Jimmy Kimmel thing. Have you seen the guy waking up from anesthesia?
No, I know you posted it today, and I didn't get a chance to look at it.
This is very funny. It's a guy who was having a hernia operation, and he's coming out of anesthetic eating a cracker, and he talks to the woman that he's the first woman that he sees. I hate to think this is fake because it is actually very, very sweet.
Can we sit up at all?
In a minute. I'll see if they'll lift you up, okay?
Did the doctor send you? Man, you are eye candy.
Oh, wow. You eat the cracker.
Who are you? What's your name?
My name's Candace. Ooh. I'm your wife.
You're my wife?
Yeah.
Holy s***. Dang. Ooh. Man, have we kissed yet?
Keep eating your cracker.
Oh, it's hard. It's hard, baby.
Boy,
it's hard.
What do you think?
We call each other baby? How long have we been married?
A long time.
I think that it's genuine.
You know what? I always listen to these, and you know I had a little reputation back in the day as the crap detector. You listen to her. And it's just,
If no he's one could really be that in love,
if he's really,
I mean, really,
yeah, I know.
I mean, the fact, look, the fact that he said he was, they were already married. There's no way.
I don't know. I've seen, you know what? I've seen Mike. I've seen Robert come out of that Twilight so many times, and the way he talks,
right,
seems genuine to me. Just to me,
is.
Yeah.
But I remember coming out of it after I got scoped.
Right.
This is 5 years ago, and I had like a girl that it was, you know, fine for then, not for now. And you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
And I remember waking up out of it because she was kind, took me to the hospital and everything. And I was like, we should get married.
We live in such a climate of these viral videos, though, that everybody's going for it. Yeah. Everybody's trying. You know, Kimmel just demonstrated that.
Genius. Yeah.
But the fact is, I don't know. You know what? Don't you think we'll find out eventually?
Well, you know what? They were on the Today Show this morning. They kind of vetted it for me.
Shouldn't vet it. That should be the last thing that vets it for you, because they can go on like 10 of those shows.
And then
like
reveal.
Like they did with Kimmel.
Yeah, you know what? But the way they played it to me, that seemed genuine to me.
I'll look at the video. We
do, and I want your dissection of it. And you know what, Mike? That is your Magic Audio Vault.
That's it. We are out of here. For tech support questions for the Mike O'Mara Show, contact our man, Pony Boy, at MikeO'MaraShow.com. All correspondence for our show can be sent to this P.O. Box, TMOS, P.O. Box 3, Manassas, Virginia, 20108. And incidentally, if you're going to send some questions to Pony Boy, tell them how I get in touch with Facebook.
Yeah.
Because it's another show in the books, and I still don't have my one of my lifelines.
Hey, you know what?
For
have Facebook mail a letter to P.O. Box 3.
Yes.
Manassas, Virginia, 20108.
We are recording the bonus show today, Wednesday.
Yes.
So if you watch it live.
Yes, the bonus show is coming up today, so make sure you take a programming note.
Please
do. If you'd like to look in on that live, we will be recording that right after today's show. So be aware of that. And don't forget, Omericon tickets go on sale Friday the 13th. We wanted to be lucky about that. So long, everybody. See you next time.
Bye-bye.
Ciao.
Oh, yeah. One more thing. Please remember to grab your extended free trial of Hulu Plus, a special offer just for our listeners. Go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the Hulu Plus banner and start watching all of your favorite shows right now. Or you can go to HuluPlus.com/TMOS. Again, that's HuluPlus.com/TMOS. Or click the Hulu Plus banner at MikeO'MaraShow.com. You may go now.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.